Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm a mentor, four times author, leader of my Bold Darling Mastermind for female entrepreneurs, retreat host, and I've gotten to host this podcast for 5 years. As with all of my work, this show is to serve female entrepreneurs who want to optimize their energy and their mindsets in order to build the businesses and lives of their dreams. I've walked this entrepreneurial path for 11 years now, and I can tell you that there is a way to have a business you love and still have the space and time for all the other parts of your life that make you, you. Whether your number one priority right now is to scale your business, upgrade your finances, rediscover yourself, find more energy, get more organized, reconnect with yourself, or build a life and or business that's more aligned for you, or all of the above, I am here as your guide on the show to help you make it a reality. Listen in on my dulcet Irish tones as I share tales from the front line of my business and mentoring, behind the scenes insights on how I'm approaching life and business, and speak with brilliant expert guests. Search The Lorraine Murphy Show wherever you get your podcasts. A new episode drops every Friday. Subscribe to make sure you always catch the freshest episodes. Let's dive in to this week's show. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of The Lorraine Murphy Show. As always, it is very wonderful to have you joining me. So in this week's episode, I want to share with you a little check-in on how I'm going with my own goals for the year. So obviously I spend a lot of time with my mentees, my Bold Darling group, my retreat groups, helping them set their goals and check in on where they're at with them. So yeah, it was time to turn the tables on myself. When I got on the plane from Bali back to Sydney after my retreat recently, the first thing I did was actually got out my list of goals and did a bit of a review on, I look at my goals every night, but I did a bit of a review on a lot of the ones that, you know, really need a bit of a kick up the ass, basically, and which ones are going really, really well. So I wanted to share with you a little check-in because I know by this time of the year, it can be very easy just to say, oh, I'm already halfway through the year. Let's start to deprioritize goals. And I just want to share today's episode to share with you what's working really well for me and what's been going really, really well. And also what are the ones that, as I said, need a kick up the ass, need some serious momentum put behind them because, as I said, it is the middle of the year. And if I want to have some significant progress on these goals by the end of the year, then I need to get cracking pretty quickly. So I want to share with you how I review my goals and what I'm going to be focusing on over the remainder of 2024. So the first area on my list of goals is family. So within my family goals, these are going really well, actually. So I had a goal of having 3 family adventures. So we're 2 adventures in, also settling Lexi into her school, which we have done. She just had her 7th birthday party at the weekend as I'm recording this. And we had 16, 17 kids there. And most of them she didn't know 4 months ago. So it's pretty, I find kids amazing. She makes friends so easily. I'm so proud of her. And they're just such wonderful kids. So she feels very settled into school. She said that school in Australia is easier than in Spain, which I guess is a good way for her easing in to being back in Australia. She went to an international British school in Spain. So I think they were pretty hardcore at that school. So yes, I think she's enjoying a slightly more relaxed vibes back in Sydney. The other thing on my list was to settle Wilder back into daycare. So he went back into the daycare that he was at before we left for Spain. And we are looking at transitioning him to Montessori for preschool later on this year. So he has settled in really well. So his rhythm is he's at daycare Mondays and Tuesdays. And then Wednesday is Mama Wilder Day. We pick Lexi from school. And then on Thursday and Friday, we have our nanny share. So we've got one of our friends, beautiful little boys, who is with us. And they go to his house on Thursdays and come to our house on Fridays. So that is working out really well. It seems to be a really nice rhythm for him. He seems really enjoying it. The other thing then was to have a weekly activity with Wilder. So every Wednesday morning, he and I go off and do something. So last Wednesday, it was to go to a play center because it was pissing rain in Sydney. And we've done things like going to new playgrounds, indoor play centers. So just making sure that we change it up on Wednesdays, because otherwise there's a risk. And this has definitely happened a few Wednesdays where if I've just got a lot of like personal family errands to run, that it turns into a bit of an errand day. So just really want to make sure that those mornings, as much as possible, are, yeah, for us to do something new together. I also had on my goals to do a weekly activity with Lexi. So we had talked about what that class or sport or something that she and I could go and attend together. Haven't got that yet. She's doing soccer on Sunday mornings, which has been woefully inconsistent given how crazy the weather has been in Sydney. But yeah, that's one of the goals that I need to action and dive into with her. And another Lexi goal was to help her grow her business. So she's got an awesome concept for a business for herself. And that's something, this is another one that I really want to dial into big time. We are in birthday month this month in our family. So we had Lexi's birthday last week. We got Wilder and Wade's in a couple of weeks. So I said to her in July, I really want to hit the road with that one. We've done all our business strategy. It was so fun doing it with her. So now it's into, okay, let's get this thing launched and make it happen. My beautiful graphic designer, Stacey, designed her logo for her. So Lexi designed her logo and then Stacey digitized it. So it looks so cute. So I'm really, really excited to pick that up with her next month. Another thing is to do a Lexi mama trip. So we won't be going to Paris this year like we did last year. She's like, Mama, I want to go see the pyramids in Egypt. I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, Lexi, no. We'll be staying a little bit closer to home this time. So yeah, not sure where that will be. I need to sit down and brainstorm that with her. Another thing on my family goals was just to have a plan to see my family. If I get to see them this year, then amazing, but having a plan. So this is one of the things when I was doing my goals check-in on the plane flying back from Bali, I fired out a load of messages. I sent one to my mom, my dad, and my sister. I think I sent one to Sam, my operations manager, about some business stuff. I sent one to Wade with a massive list of things. So just fired out lots of different messages and emails, as in I sent them. And then as soon as I landed, they all obviously hit because I switched off airplane mode. And everyone was like, okay, Lorraine was busy on the plane. So yeah, we've got some progress on that over the weekend. So really keen to lock that in. I just hate saying goodbye to my family when I don't know when we're seeing each other again. I can deal if I know when we're seeing each other again. So I'm really, yeah, really keen to get that one sorted so we can all start to get excited. Another family one was to go see Wade's cousin in Brisbane. So they recently moved from Bagara, so near Bundaberg, to Brisbane. So another big goal was to have some time with them because we hadn't seen them for a few years. So that was really lovely. I did my event in Brisbane on Friday, my Bull Brilliance event. And then we got to spend time with them over the weekend, which is really, really lovely. And the kids, the cousins just loved each other. It was really good. Okay, the next area is weight, and I am embarrassed to say that I actually only set one goal around this one, and it was for us to have an overnight, like a love in the Blue Mountains, which we have made happen. We didn't actually go to the Blue Mountains. We went to the Central Coast instead, but had a really beautiful, yeah, just love in an Airbnb. It was really special. And that's pretty much as far as we each got on our relationship goals for this year. So that's something that we really want to, yeah, relook at now that we're into the middle of the year. I think so many of our goals are obviously shared goals, but there weren't many goals. Well, only one. That was about growing our relationship. So there's been really nice things happening. We've each been on our own healing journey, and that has really helped us deepen our relationship this year, which has been incredibly special. But I want to have also some additional goals that we're working towards for our relationship. But yeah, watch the space for those ones. So that's my family goals. So yeah, I feel like those ones are progressing really well. Key one now is just to get Lexi's business cranking with her and also make plans for that Lexi Nama trip as well. So the dates are in the calendar. Just need to figure out what we're going to actually do together. And then on our home goals. So it's crazy, like looking at these goals, I didn't know where we were going to be living. Like planned out where we wanted to be, and I didn't really know where it was going to be. So our goal was to have a 4-bedroom house. My ideal was to have a separate office for me, so ideally looking at something that had like a little granny flat or a studio or something like that. So we haven't actually got a 4-bedroom house. We have a 3-bedroom house, however it does have like a separate like study. So our bedroom is upstairs and there's a landing. So that's where Wade is. It's all set up as a little office. So that's where Wade is, and then I'm in the other bedroom then for my office. I've also said it will be beautifully decorated, which I feel like we've done. So we've particularly coming into winter, because we didn't have a winter last year. So it's been 2 years since we actually had like significant cold and the cozy. So one of my big goals was to just make the place really winter cozy. So we got lots of rugs and got flannelette sheets, and I got myself some nice like cozy underwear, flannelette pajamas for me and the kids. So we are like maxing out the cozy this winter. It's been really, really lovely. We're doing Sunday roasts every Sunday. Something I didn't put on my goals, but has been such an amazing part of this house, is having a proper like wood burning fire. So that's been absolutely magic. We're obsessed. All four of us are obsessed with the fire. So that's been really, really lovely. The other thing on my goals was to have an elevated and comfortable office. And just looking around, and it really does feel like that. I've got my beautiful rug. I went for like a white and gold theme with my furniture. I've got my lovely feature chair in the corner. And then I really love this. I don't know how I thought of this. You know, like a drinks trolley? So I have that, like a gold one, like gold and mirrored. And I've set it up as my little like spiritual trolley. So I've got all my resonant essences sprays, I've got my incenses, a couple of special books, my crystals. I normally have a candle. I've run out of candles, so I need to do a stock up on that. So it's just a really lovely little space. And I've got my plants, and it looks out onto the street. So it just feels like, I'm kind of part of the world as well when I'm working at home during the day. So I'm really, really happy with my office. It's great. Super, super happy. The other thing I had on my goals for home was to have home help going brilliantly. So I feel like we're 60% of the way there in this one. So home help for us right now looks like our cleaners, who come every second Monday. And we have our brilliant nanny as well. So Karen is with us on Thursdays and Fridays. So initially it was the nanny share on Thursdays with another family. And then she was with us solo, well, Wilder solo on Fridays. And then our friend reached out and said, would we be open to do the nanny share for 2 days? And I said, yeah, that's completely fine. So she will fold some laundry. Like, if there's laundry there to be folded, she will fold laundry. Obviously she hasn't had so much availability to do that now that she's got two boys. Not one. And then a Friday afternoon, this was the only thing when my friend reached out and said, hey, could we do the nanny share for a second day? I said, I'm completely fine. Like, that would be great. However, I'm just very attached to Karen making us our dinner on a Friday. So my friend was like, that's completely fine. The boys can go to yours, and I'll be picking my little boy up early anyway. So on Friday afternoon, Karen makes a big pot of something. So generally makes around 5 to 6 meals for us. So it's like a bolognese, or this week it was a chicken curry. And I just love that, because it's dinner for myself and my dinner Friday evening, and the kids have a pizza. And it just means that over the weekend, like if we're out at a park and one a bit late, like you just come home and there's a meal there that's just ready to be heated. And generally then we'll have that on Monday or Tuesday as well, just as that kind of emergency meal. It's so good. It makes a massive difference. So the next layer, I guess the remaining 40% of that home help, as part of my vision for our streamlined sanctuary, which is my goal for our home, is to have a housekeeper come in. So ideally someone coming in 2 to 3 days a week, just for a couple of hours each time, but doing laundry, doing the tidy, emptying the dishwasher, prepping some food potentially for cooking later on, just that kind of thing would make such a massive difference. Wade and I are super, are we super on it? We're mostly on top of it when it comes to house tasks. But I just feel like there's so many hours that goes into, particularly into laundry, that I just want to be spending hanging out with the kids or reading my book on the sofa or having a bath. So that is something that, again, my kind of goals check-in on the plane, that's a big one that I really want to start to move forward now to finding that amazing person to just support us at home. I feel like I've got so much support on my business, which is incredible. And I feel like just even having one person for 4 hours a week would absolutely change the world when it comes to, you know, things at home. So that's home. And then on the business front, so my big goals were a couple of new things this year. So I created a new level in my Bold Darling Mastermind at the end of last year, and that has gone so well. So that has been, I guess it was introduced at the end of last year, and now it's rolling now. So I absolutely love the women in that group. So they get to be part of the Bold Darling Mastermind, but then we also do 6 hours of one-on-one together as well. So Bold Darling VIP was something that I created end of last year, and it's kind of seeing it in action this year, which has been awesome to see. And the other thing I had then was obviously my Bali retreat. So May is a big tick. And then I've got another one coming up in October. So the third week in October, I'm doing that again. And as I'm recording this, I'm trying to remember, I think just 7 spots as I'm recording this. And this episode will be going live in a couple of weeks. So there's a mix of private and twin rooms, twin share rooms. And there is a payment plan, or you can pay upfront as well. So obviously, I think, yes, this will be going out just before end of financial year. So just quick reminder, that is fully tax deductible if you have a business. So yeah, that is really exciting. I'm really, really excited to do that again in October. The big new thing for me this year was that Bold Brilliance. Well, it was a 2-day event in Sydney. It was a 1-day event in Brisbane. And I'm doing it as a 1-day event as well in Melbourne at the end of July, 31st of July. So that model has been awesome because I just get to get in a room with business owners and spend some time with them. And interestingly, I thought it would be mostly people who aren't already doing something with me. But interestingly, quite a few Bold Darling members have come along, and also one-on-one mentees have come along as well, which has been really, really cool to have more time with them. So that model has gone really, really well because it's a very holistic format for the group who attend. And the wonderful thing is it's a really good chance for me to get to know them better, and also for me to be able to recommend where else they could sit within my business. So from the Sydney event, I had someone join my Magnificence program. So she moved up from being a Bold Darling member to my Magnificence program, which is my top tier annual mentoring. I had 3 people join Bold Darling, and 1 person joined Bold Darling and booked to go to Bali. So purely commercially as a business owner, that model has been amazing. And I remember one of my old mentors, Tara, saying to me, she said, it's a really good thing to invite people to sit closer to the campfire with you. And that Bold Brilliance event is definitely that. People come, they get to spend time with me, see what I'm all about, see how I can help them on that day. And then they think, oh, what else could I do with Lorraine? If this is how much I've done in a day, what could we do over a longer period of time? So that's been, yeah, really, really great. So I'm going to do that in Melbourne, 31st of July. And then, oh, this is the bit I haven't figured out. I want to do it virtually, and I'm also thinking about taking it to Canberra. So I'm just figuring that one out at the moment as to how I kind of finish out the year with the Bold Brilliance model. And then I've got another new product that I'm working on, which is very different to anything that I have done before. Therefore, I'm procrastinating like a mofo on it. It's one of the main reasons we procrastinate. We haven't done something before. So I'd said to myself that will be a second half of the year thing. So technically I'm not behind on that one, but I do need to get moving on it to, yeah, figure out. Step one is just to scope out exactly what I need to do and what it's going to be, and then roll from there. So it's something I'm really, really excited about. It just feels like a big stretch for me in terms of, as I said, anything I've done before, which is a good thing as well. And another huge goal for business was to have my marketing on fire. So really focusing on growing my email list. So we've been pretty strong on that so far this year. So my goal for this current quarter was to have a new lead magnet every quarter. I didn't really factor in kind of just bouncing back after launch in March, because I opened doors for Bold Darling every March and every September. I didn't really allow for the fact that there wouldn't be any time in March to get the April one ready to go. So we were too late out the gates on that. Lorraine was too late out the gates on that one. But then in May, we did the free Step Into You book, which went really, really well. And then the July one then is my Get Shit Done masterclass, which as you're listening to this will already have happened. So we've been really, really good over these couple of months. I think just learning on that, I think trying to do 1 lead magnet a month is too much, because we don't have time to actually optimize. It's not enough time to optimize the ads, if that makes sense. So I'm actually thinking for next quarter, more like focus on 2 lead magnets, 6, maybe like run 1 for 6 weeks. And then while that one is kind of coming to the end, the second one then after that, I think that will probably be better. Just feel a little less pressure on me, and definitely less pressure on the team as well. So the other one is Insta growth, which honestly, I'm like, yeah, this one's not going great. I love Insta stories. I love my DMs. But I have just not been proactive enough or consistent enough with like reels, posts, carousels, like actually adding value. I feel like I make an excuse that I'm so full with all my mentoring, Bold Darling and all that awesome stuff that I haven't, you know, I don't have time. And even if I was to do 1 kick-ass reel a week that adds value to my audience, that would be incredible. And I would be really, really happy with that. So that's the that's the one that's a bit grindy right now in terms of my business goals. And then the other thing then is constant lead magnets, which I've already touched on as well. Another huge goal for our business this year is profile building. So profile building it's not something I have proactively done for years, definitely not in this current business, which is 6 years old then. So I've got goals around speaking gigs and just going to events as an attendee, like being out there, seeing what people are doing, connecting. One of those events that I did was the Forbes Business Women Summit. So I went to that back in March, I think it was. And it was an awesome event. I've met so many women I knew and got to reconnect. Like, it was really, really special. So that's, I had a big month on that front in March and then kind of didn't do very much. So I need to get back in the saddle on that one as well. And also goal around a number of podcast interviews I want to give for other people's podcasts. So I've got 3 of those in train. And again, that's another one that second half of the year needs a lot of focus. And then the last big business goal was monthly team meetings. So these have been hit or miss in terms of just trying to work around avails. I think one challenge that we had, that we did have a team member for a couple of months who's in South Africa, which made it challenging then for scheduling. So this is something, again, need to, yeah, just really double down on for the second half of the year and making sure that we're really consistent and I'm leading those in a really good way. And then the other element then of team is a team day, because we've never met all in person together. I actually only met Sam for the first time a few months ago, who's worked with me for almost 2 years now. So I'm really excited for that when I'm in Melbourne. So we're going to get together in Melbourne for a day. And I think that will be really, really special to do that. The next part of my goals is friends. This was a really big priority this year, given that I had no friends in Spain last year. So I want to, of course, reconnect with my friends here in Sydney, but also to really invest. There's so many women who I love spending time with, but I see them maybe every 2 years. It's so ridiculous. So one of my goals this year was to create like a monthly event where we could all get together and just do simple things like walks, saunas, all that kind of thing. So I did the first one, I think that was in March, the first one happened. A group of us went to see, it was Whitney Houston Songs by Candlelight. We went for a beautiful meal beforehand. I went to a cool, super cool cocktail bar afterwards. So it was super, such a good night. And I said, okay, I need to organize the next one. And then just time kind of slipped away. We had April, then May, and then I'm sitting here going, it's June, and we haven't had another one. But what I have made happen, which is a really big goal, was to have a girls' weekend away. So I haven't actually had a girls' weekend away for years, absolute years. We did a weekend, we did a bit of a staycation, a couple of my besties, over the weekend of my birthday, my 40th, which was so fun. But I really wanted to organize like a long weekend with my girlfriends. So that is happening at the first weekend of August. There's a group of us going to Tasmania. And what's actually been really cool is I put together that A Girl Fun Friday Instagram group, and with a view to kind of scheduling our different things. And even though we haven't actually caught up, well, we've only done it once, it's actually become this really nice group where people see cool stuff on and say, hey, do you want to come to this? So Stace, my friend, put something in about a cooking course recently. Rach put something in around Elizabeth Gilbert coming to Sydney next year. So it's been really, really good in that sense. It's almost like a what's on for each other, like a dating and what's on group. But really want to get some more of those in-person catch-ups in. Actually, an idea for another one, which I want to hit the girls up about. I just want to see if it's possible, but it would be super fun. So next area is finance. So finance on the business side is going really, really well. So I've got a big revenue goal for this year, which every month I have a session with my bookkeeper and we review where I'm at. And my run rate, at the rate I'm going, I've got a gap, not a huge gap to close, but then the month before the gap was bigger. So every month we catch up, review the numbers, and the gap is getting smaller, which is very exciting. So I set this goal going, oh, this is going to be a huge stretch. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it and so on. And now I'm looking and going, yeah, it's done. Like, it's going to happen. And now it's actually a case of what else could I do, which is pretty cool. So that one is going really, really well. So just need to, yeah, keep my head down, keep focusing, just to keep it on track and even beyond track is the goal. And then I had goals around my income, which is happening. Want to add to our savings in a big way. There's a couple of things we need to figure out, myself and Wade, just around movement of money and so on to really set that in train. So we are having a bit of a planning sesh together this Friday afternoon, just to go through money, go through admin, just look at calendars, like detailed calendars for the rest of the year. So I'm really excited to get these ones moving. Also want to move a chunk of our savings into shares. So again, that's on the agenda for Friday. And another one is to buy a home. So we don't actually want to buy a home yet. We would like to buy in a couple of years. So on my goals is to know what that plan is. So we're in touch with our mortgage broker at the moment just to figure out what that would need to look like in order to achieve that goal. And another one then was to have a savings account each for Lexi and Wilder that we will put cash into each month. Haven't done that yet, and I'm actually re-looking at that, because what I actually want to do now is to start an investment portfolio for each of them. I think that would work out too for them when they're 18, a hell of a lot more money. And there's also a particular course I want to do around money as well. So finance goals need that needs a pretty big injection, I think. The great thing is that the money is being generated to fuel the financial goals, but need to really, it's so much of it's just admin and just sitting there and getting it organized. Travel is my next section. So girls trip, which I've already mentioned, I said 3 nights away. And this is pretty handy actually, because then I had Tasmania on my list of places I want to travel. So then the girls wanted to go to Tasmania. I'm like, yeah, 2 goals for the price of one. That's awesome. And I've also put a Bali family holiday as well. So the plan is for Wade and the kids to come visit me. Well, not come visit me, come stay with me. And after my retreat in Bali in October. So that'll be really nice. So we'll be together for my birthday for that one. And then next goal is health. So I had 3 health goals. The first one is to change this one. So I wanted to do PT twice a week, yoga twice a week, and Pilates twice a week. So when I was doing my goals in December, I thought that would be the perfect mix of exercise. So this has actually changed up a bit. So I'm doing PT twice a week, which I'm loving. I'm doing strength training on my own twice a week as well, because my trainer said that for me to really get the results I want to get, I need to be doing 4 strength sessions a week. And he's designed a program for me, which is just so good to be able to go in and do that anytime I want. So it's quite rare that I would have a gap in my Tuesdays and Thursdays. But if I do, just to be able to go in there at 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon and do my session, I can use their gym as well, which is amazing. That's been brilliant. And then there's a couple of times where Wade's been away, and rather than have to not do any exercise, because normally we exercise in the morning, I've been able to take Wilder with me, or I took Wilder and Lexi with me one weekend a few weeks ago. And yeah, so good. I'm loving it. So I'm doing 4 strength training a week, 2 PT, 2 on my own, and I'm doing yoga twice a week as well. So that is feeling really good. I'm very, very happy with my strength, how I'm feeling, how I'm looking. It's going, it's just working well. You know, you just find your right formula. It's brilliant. I just wanted to touch on that because it was something that came up on my Bali retreat in May and comes up quite a bit with my one-on-one mentees as well. Just women saying, look, I just don't like exercising. I don't enjoy exercising. And I mean, I don't think anyone enjoys the kind of hustle to get out the door. But for me, once I'm doing my strength training, once I'm doing yoga, I really enjoy them. So I just want this to be a message to you that if you are someone who hasn't found your stride with exercise just yet, just to keep looking. I know one of my mentees, Kat in the UK, one of her big goals for this year was to find an exercise she enjoyed, or at least that she could tolerate. And she found her former Pilates and she absolutely loves it. So keep looking. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. The other thing I had for my health goals was naturopath MOT and support. So I went to have my bloods done again for Emma, my amazing naturopath. And she's recommended some supplements. So I've been on those for a couple of months. And I've got a follow-up with her in July. So that just feels really good to know that everything's, most things are where they should be. And for the things that aren't, I've got the support for that. And another health goal that I put in, just given how much training I wanted to do at the start of the year, I've put in a monthly remedial massage. So I only got moving on this goal in April. And I had one in April. No, I got moving on it in May. I had one in May. And then June, I had to move it a couple of times this month, which is really annoying. But from July, they're booked in. I've actually booked them for the rest of the year, which feels really good. So they're locked in, sorted. Don't have to think about them. And they're at much more friendly times than the ones I've been trying to make happen this month. My next goal was around development. So both personal and professional development. So my goal is this year to work with 2 different coaches. So I've worked with 1 coach so far and just kind of staying open to see who I feel like I have a sense of where I need the help with next. So with my last coach, it was very much around really ramping up revenue in the business, stepping up to that next level of expansion within the business. And obviously, in order for me to expand the business, I need to expand myself. And that was an amazing experience with her. And I think my next focus is going to be around systemizing, just really building the business to be a bigger container for itself, if that makes sense, because it's growing very quickly, which is incredible. And I also need to make sure that it's running well as growing quickly, that it's running well. So I have a sense that's where my next big classroom is, but I'm just sitting with everything I learned from my previous coach and still implementing a few things there. Another goal I had within development was to complete a reading list of 20 plus books. So I think I'm only about four books. No, I'm six books in. So I feel like I've got some making up to do on this one. And I realized that a key thing for this one is to get into audiobooks. So I was reading loads the year before we left for Spain. And that was because I constantly had like a book on my Kindle and I had an audiobook. So whenever I got into the car, I would just listen to the audiobook, for example, or if I was folding laundry at home, I just popped the audiobook on. So I was actually reading, depending on the size of the book, like two books a week. So that's a big kind of reset just to read it. Not a reset, but to add in the audiobooks again. Another goal I had was to attend two conferences. So I attended one, which is the Forbes event. And so I've got a second one that I need to make happen, maybe even two for the rest of the year. And then also to attend 10 educational or networking events. So I've attended four of those this year so far. The next section of goals was tank filling. So I wanted to have weekly tank filling time, whether that was a massage, sauna, acupuncture, whatever it might be. And this one's going really well. And I think a couple of reasons that's helping, it's working is one, I've got a standing date on a Monday night with Leela. So if I am in Sydney and she is in Sydney, so I'm recording this on a Monday, we've got our sauna date tonight at 7:00. So that is such a great way because it's accountability with her. It's a great time to chat and it's just doing something really healthy. Like it feels really, really good to do that. And then the other thing that's really helping with this one is on Friday afternoon, I try and book a personal appointment at around 3:00. So for example, one of my goals is to have a monthly facial. So they're booked in every Friday. Well, every Friday, that would be nice. Once a month on a Friday afternoon at about 3:00. So it just means that I make it happen, as in the nice appointment, but also that I stop work as well, because it was a big lesson for me last year, was realizing that I need to go into the weekend having had at least a small rest myself, because it kind of just, I do a big week of work and then it's like, okay, 5 p.m. Friday, it's on kids. So just having those couple of hours on a Friday afternoon for me is a real energy management non-negotiable. And it just means that I get that, that charge up and that little sense of kind of paying myself first with time before then diving into all the lovely family time over the weekend. And then another development goal was to do two retreats this year. So I said one business and one spiritual. So I had my spiritual retreat for my few days in Bali before my own retreat kicked off. And I'm so excited. I've booked a business retreat for the end of September. So really, really excited for that one. And just to book it so far in advance and know that I can start looking forward to it. Like I could start looking forward to it in April, I think. Really nice. I love that. And another goal then is around tank filling is quarterly thinking time. So to have a day or two, a night or two away every quarter. I feel like this has kind of been absorbed into like being away for Bali, for example, or I stayed up on the Central Coast. Wade came and joined me for a night after my Central Coast retreat. So this isn't going super well. And actually something that went really well earlier on this year was I realized I had so much content that I needed to batch. And I booked an Airbnb in Bondi for 3 nights and basically just created content. I wrote my Monday mentors, recorded podcast episodes, got ready for my upcoming launch. It was so good. And then did really nice things like walks on the beach with friends and a sauna with a friend and ate nice food. So that's something rather than calling it thinking time, probably would love to do another mini content retreat again this year, if not two, because that was really, really helpful. And then another thing on tank filling was to have a beautiful meditation area. So if you were following along last year for our adventure in Spain, you will know that I had the rooftop. I created a meditation area. There was a covered section in the middle of the rooftop and I created a meditation area, which was, oh my gosh, my favorite part of that house. It was so lovely. So I wanted to do the same in whatever our next house was going to be. So I have got a nice spot, my little spiritual trolley and my nice chair and so on. But I normally actually just meditate upstairs in our bedroom, because the kids' room is directly opposite my office. So I just don't want to disturb them coming in now the office because I meditate in the morning, early in the morning. So yes, have the meditation area, but don't really use it that much. And then other goals. So my last little section was just other kind of just random things, kind of more the superficial but special things. So I had to have a monthly facial, which I've already shared with you. I wanted to get some support from a dermatologist just to really go into the preventative anti-aging direction. I haven't actually done that one yet. I have bought an LED face mask, which I am still in the early days of trying because my first one broke. So now I'm trying a second brand. So too early in the day to talk about that, but I feel like that's going well. I have some hyperpigmentation that I would like to correct. So that was another point for the dermatologist. So yeah, this is another one to focus on for the second half of the year. Another goal that I had was to have a classic luxe wardrobe. So just really simple pieces. I've already shared in a previous episode, my Bali episode, how I now have like a monthly subscription with Glam Corner. So that means that every month I get 3 pieces delivered to my house. So I get to pick exactly what those pieces are. That has been amazing. I honestly don't think I will ever buy another like cocktail occasion dress again. I bought a couple of dresses for a shoot a while ago, thinking I'm going to wear these all the time, and I still haven't even gotten to wear them yet. So my classic luxe wardrobe is more just kind of the everyday things. So I actually started with my activewear. So I gave my activewear a complete overhaul and really bought activewear that I can put a nice sweater on with and still like looks quite nice. There's a brand in Ireland. I don't know if it's a UK brand, but it's called Gym Plus Coffee, and it's all like activewear that you can wear to the gym and then coffee, which I love. So all of my activewear now ticks that box. Like, it's really nice, classic, simple activewear. And also got like some new trainers. I got a hat to match my trainers. Just feels like I just feel a bit more put together. And then that's kind of it with my wardrobe. Like, I feel like if I'm getting these 3 pieces a month, I've got my core like jeans and nice sweaters. I've got my lovely cozy tracksuit for the weekends / every evening. So I don't really feel like I need to do much more on that one. One really luxe thing that I bought. Oh my God. Most luxe thing I've ever bought. I had a record month in my business in November last year, and I didn't really celebrate. And then I had a record month again in my business in March, and I celebrated. So I bought a Chanel black quilted Chanel handbag with gold hardware, which is something I have wanted for many, many years. It's been on many years in a row of vision boards. So I finally got to buy my Chanel bag. So that feels amazing. And like, honestly, I could just put that on in a bin bag and I'll look amazing. It's so special. And then a last goal that I have then is to recreate. My grandmother left me a necklace, but it's quite a big gold pendant and it's just not something that I would wear every day. So I want to reimagine that. So there's an amazing jeweler who we bought. I didn't get an engagement ring because we had a surprise engagement and a surprise wedding. So I bought a 10-year anniversary ring. So that jeweler, I want to ask to recreate Nana's necklace. So there you have it. I am really overall really happy with where my goals are at. As I said, there's a couple of things that I really just want to put some big energy behind for the second half of the year. And I do feel like the second half of the year will be a bit more cruisy in terms of goal achieving, given that the first half of the year was still very focused on getting ourselves established, finding a home, buying a car, getting the kids settled back in, settling back into Australia. So I feel like really only the last month or so has felt like, okay, we're here, we're settled. And I think for me, it was the last couple of things slotting into place in the house, like my winter upgrades. So I'm really, really excited to have the second half of the year now to refocus on these goals. So I hope for you listening to my very self-indulgent review of my goals that it really inspires you to maybe do the same with your goals. And if you haven't set goals for the year yet, just please remember that it's never too late. And that even if there are some goals that you haven't achieved yet as well, that you still got a whole second half of the year to make them happen. Please don't fall into the trap of thinking, oh, it's already halfway through the year, I'll start next year. This is the year to make it happen. Yeah. So I really hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for joining. And quick reminder that if you want to join me in Bali, this is a very, very, very good time to book, given that we were right on the cusp of end of financial year. So sending lots of love, and I'll chat to you again next week. I loved having you join me for this week's episode. Please do connect with me on Instagram at Lorraine Murphy Mentor and visit my website lorrainemurphy.com.au for tons of free resources and my reading list of all my favorite books. It would mean the absolute world if you could subscribe and share episodes you love with those that you love. Thank you for listening.